This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. Stay safe, and if you're choosing to drink, be sure to drink wise.
Question time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. Stay safe, and if you're choosing to drink, be sure to drink wise. We'll start today with Julie. Will every free-to-air channels get to show every match in 2021? I don't think so, Julie. The AFL deal still has a significant Foxtel component to it, so I don't see anything changing there, Hutchie.
Not in the next 2 years, but the day is coming. There'll be more free-to-air than ever on the next TV broadcast deal. I'm convinced of it.
Okay. This is from Pete. I think Daisy Pierce's commentary this year has been incredibly good. What media pathways are established to get more AFLW alumni in commentary roles? What more can be done?
Well, I think, Pete, the AFLW talent base is so good. They're such great marketers of their own sport and so good on the media side of things. You could argue that pro rata, there are more young women coming through the AFLW commentary ranks than perhaps there are AFL players at the moment. Now, there'll be quite a demand for them in the years to come, I think, as women's footy and more broadly footy grows. But yeah, I think, you know, Daisy's had a great year in difficult circumstances, broadcasting remotely. I think Abby Holmes has done a great year on the boundary. Her work's been sensational up in Queensland and in South Australia. And so, yeah, I think Abby's obviously retired, but I think there'll be some great talent come through.
Hutchie, we touched on this in the main body of the Sounding Board, but for those who didn't hear it, Simon was asking both of us if trade radio this year will be televised as it has been done in recent years. Are you prepared for COVID-19 restrictions?
Yes, we are. It'll be a very compliant broadcast environment, and we are ready for a massive period of trade radio. And I think the Zoom call will be absolutely at the heart of the thinking this year, and we'll see more of the people commenting on trade radio this year, for sure.
This is via Facebook. It's from Nick. Any update, guys, on Channel 7 and the cricket broadcast this season? Is Channel 9 a chance to get it back? What have you heard on that front, Hutchie?
I still think, call me naive, that a deal will get done between 7 and CA, and it's a negotiating tactic. I think it'll work itself out, but we'll wait and see.
Facebook again from Stephen. Danger is a brilliant media performer. How would you try and teach media managers of sporting clubs to push their talent along this path rather than being the boring stock standard one that they are currently pushing?
Stephen, I'll answer that. The media managers are in part responsible for the boring stock standards. They media managers, unfortunately, and often not all, but some, and not willingly, in fact, not a lot of self-awareness among it, would be in part responsible for making the athlete boring because they coach them out of risk areas.
I absolutely agree with what Hutchie's just said there. This is from Justin. I'd love any insights from you guys into the length of matches next season as well as the number of matches per team. Lots of numbers being thrown around. When will the 2021 season begin? I'll work backwards on that, Justin. There will be an attempt to start the season in its normal positioning, that being the mid to late-ish period of March. I would believe they would stick to a 22-week season, the possibility of one or two, maybe three matches more, but not many more than that. And in terms of the length of the match itself, I'd be surprised if it's not back to 20. It'll certainly be more than 16 minutes per quarter.
I think it'll be 18. I think that's where they'll land. That would be my best guess.
This is from Judy. Will the Victorian-based teams not in the finals get to stay behind in their hubs or fly back home? Judy, they will be allowed to stay in Queensland, not in hubs. I've noticed even the teams that have been eliminated from the finals already, some are clearing out within 36 hours of that last game. And I think the deadline they've been given is basically 48. I think some officials can stay and clean and pack up the hub, but the players have to be out. And as such, they then become effectively Queensland residents under the working entitlements that they've got to be in this state. But there is going to be a lot of apprehension from club people about what they do. And Harley Bennell's situation is a reason to be concerned, given it followed the Callum Coleman Jones and Sydney Stack issue.
Do you think he'll be on the list next year, Bennell?
Not now. No, I don't. I think that's it. And I think as we speak, Hutchie, at Tuesday early morning, I think he is of that view himself now too, that his one or only chance that he had left has now been taken away from him.
Okay.
Might leave it there, Hutchie, with questions for the sounding board for Drinkwise. Stay safe, and if you're choosing to drink, be sure to drink wise.